This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Tom and Mikey and Commander Bateson in the studio. We're talking about the Ida Hobbit Day that recently happened, correct?
Michael.
What have I done now, Tom?
So next Friday is Ida Hobbit Day. That is correct.
So sorry.
And the Victorian police have a very big thing happening on that day.
Thank you, Thomas.
We do. I think it's a really important day for us. We've got a flag raising at our headquarters down in Spencer Street, which will be a great thing. We get a lot of our employees and the community showing up to that. But then we have a special event in Footscray, which we've been doing for a few years as well, which you're coming along to.
I believe I'll be coming along to MC.
Fantastic.
God help everyone, least when I say the wrong thing or turn up drunk, it's not far to take me to the cell, is it?
Cells are nice there, too.
So you're going to be quite surprised. This is the first time... I'm surprised, and friends are, I have ever been taken to a police station.
Really?
I have never been arrested, done in trouble, anything. I'm such a good boy.
Was your past lives were you arrested, though? I feel like you've gone through a couple of name changes.
I'm just going to say...
We can check aliases.
Thank you.
We might check his fingerprints when he comes in.
I don't think this is real red hair. I'll tell you that much, Amanda Bateson, and you might want to go through it.
I've never even had my fingerprints taken either.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Do you have fingerprints? I feel like.
No, I have got fingerprints. So, I mean, it's a very important day, and it's good to see that the police get behind it. Why is it important for the police to acknowledge, you know, these type of days?
Look, I think it's important for us to do that to show that, you know, you can come in and report victimisation, because historically that's been problematic for some members.
For a long time we were a bit scared to come in.
So what we want to do is show organisation that's open, that's supportive, and that will actually treat everyone with dignity and respect. And this is one of the ways that we can do it. It's one day, but what we want to show is that our police stations are open, they're friendly. So we invite members of the community to come along at Footscray, so it should be a big crowd.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a big day. So there's going to be all different community members. We're going to have lots of the policemen there and come along. We're going to do a bit of a barbecue at the end.
Yeah, well, credit to Sergeant Travis Kessler, who...
Not only is he hot, he's a very attractive young man.
Yeah, but he's done a great job organising it this year. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I can't wait. I definitely will be there. So we're inviting the whole community down next Friday. We'll remind you all next Thursday to come on down, and we're going to have a bit of fun.
We've got our very favourite Commander Bateson in with us this morning.
I've been looking, I've seen lots of ads out there in newspapers, things. You guys are looking for a few more police recruits.
Yeah, we are. We're in the middle of a really intense recruitment campaign. We're rolling out 2,729 new police officers before 2022. And we've just actually got a whole lot rolling out right now, actually. We've got an extra 300 hitting the streets very shortly, including a number of family violence experts. But, yeah, we're recruiting heavily, and we encourage anyone who's interested to apply, because we want a really diverse and a workforce that represents the community we serve, really.
So the old days of having to be 6'4", you know, built like a brick shit house. No, I mean, they're not all like that now, are they?
They are not all like that. We come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, the main thing we're looking for in people is the ability to be able to communicate. You know, you have to be able to communicate if you're a police officer. You would be fantastic. I've got an application here for you, Mike.
Really? Actually. Oh, my God.
Have you seen him with his shirt off? They'd snap him in half in about 3 seconds.
I've been doing boxing lately, thank you very much, so I'm good in self-defence as well.
What about 51-year-old men like me? Am I too old?
No, you are not.
Oh, you
really?
You are not too old. You're never too old. You've got to pass some fitness tests, but the fitness test you will do easily.
Hey, quick question. What would be the odds of Tom and I coming in to do a fitness test?
Oh, I don't know. I think we could probably arrange that.
Actually?
Yeah.
I would love to do that. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, Mikey, we've discussed this. You and I have these discussions in the production meetings before you say this crap on it. You know my rules. I run for two things, shoe sales and lush drinks. Other than that, I suppose if you put a cocktail at the end of the course, I'd have a go. So you're encouraging all parts of the community to come through, no matter of your sexuality, your gender, you know, your race, nothing. We want the whole broad of community come in and try and
absolutely,
have a go.
Absolutely. That's what we're aiming for. We want a diverse workforce because we know it makes us better, and it certainly makes us represent the community we serve, and that's important.
Well, look, thank you, Commander Mateson, for coming in. Everyone get out there. What a job to work for the Victorian Police. I think it'd be an exciting job. Every day would be different, but you must be very proud at the end of the day to go home and take off that uniform and know that you actually are out there doing a job for the community.
I have been doing it for over 30 years now, and I've loved it. There hasn't been a time when I haven't. I love getting up in the morning and coming to work nearly every day.
Yeah, well, you are only human, mate. You are only human. Yeah.
Brilliant. And we've had more support for the Tom vs. Mikey police fitness test. They say, make it happen, hashtag content, hashtag the people have spoken.
And that's Mikey's mother. I tell you, Mikey, to do some running.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.